What is going on, everybody? Welcome to the Make the Day Awesome podcast. I'm your host, Joshua Luther, and it is a beautiful Wednesday night here in South Florida. And guys, this I want to thank you, because this is the last week that we will be broadcasting from South Florida, and soon we will be in the wild, wild west of Dallas, Texas. Let's go. Come on, somebody. But I want to take a moment and thank everybody who listens to the show, who takes time out of their day, who leaves ratings and reviews, because if it wasn't for you, this community wouldn't be what it is, and it wouldn't be here. And I know I need to do better. That being said, I want to talk about a very specific conversation today, because there's somebody out there who's not living up to their greatest potential. And trust me, I am 100% guilty of this as well. I have consistency issues where, just like this podcast, I miss a couple days here and there, and then all of a sudden I pop back up. That being said, there are a lot of people out there that are not living up to who they are called to be. As a believer in Christ and a believer in God, I believe that we were all, as the Bible says, created in the image of God. We were created to be great, and we were created in the image of greatness. And all too often, we get lost in our journey and we stop being, or we stop searching for who we're called to be. And quite honestly, it doesn't matter if you believe in the universe, karma, God, Allah, whatever it may be. That higher power that you believe in created you to be great. So what do you have to do to get there? One of the greatest tools that I can share with you is, it's two steps. First off, you got to go find my boy Ryan Stuman over on YouTube, or even on Facebook, you can find it. Go on there, look for his most elite version of yourself exercise. Walk through it. Once you have that, this is where the fun comes in. This is where you get to dial in everything that you are called to be. And at first, it's not easy. I'll tell you that right now. I'm trying to remember who that image was, that vision was, that purpose was. But once you start remembering it and you start putting it together, this process gets so much easier. Because at that point, once you know who you're called to be, you start putting it together. You start figuring out what it takes to get there. And you break it down to the smallest unit possible. You wanna live in a $1 million house, you need roughly $80,000 a month. $20,000 a week, $3,000 a day, and there you go. You take that $3,000 a day, you break it down. Break it down to 24 hours. Or, sorry, not 24. Break it down to 8-hour workday or 6-hour workday, whatever you use. Break that down by minutes. Every minute you need to be making X amount of dollars. Break it down to the smallest portion possible. Because when you start to do that and you start to take your mind off of the bigger number that exists, and you start to see the smaller units that it takes to get there, the little building blocks, I can guarantee without a doubt and without fail that you will find a way to start building that dream, start building that vision, start building that purpose. Because now you can see the end goal. Now you can see, oh my God, $1 million. That's scary as shit. Shit, I only need to make $3,000 a day? Okay, that's a coaching package a day. When you break it down, it gets so much easier. And that's what I want to share with you. Break things down to the smallest possible unit and move forward from there. I love you guys. I'll talk to you soon. Have an awesome night.